several years ago once recommended a plan for saving for offerings. It wasn't complex, it wasn't difficult, it was labeling a bunch of envelopes after the holy days that we're part of now, labeling them for each of the holy days and just filling them throughout the year, planning for it. Like I said, it's not a difficult task, but it's a habit that we have to plan for, to bring in, to inculcate into our daily and our life routines. Initially, I didn't really take that advice, but the past several years, we have. And what it has done is it has allowed us to give more meaningful offerings. But most importantly, it has changed my outlook on giving back to God. You know, I enjoy when the time comes, when the opportunity arises, being able to put a little bit into those envelopes. It doesn't have to be much, but it is something. It is something I can think about that makes me think about what it is that this whole idea of giving offerings to God means. Because it's not something that comes naturally, to me at least, giving of something that I have to show God my thanks. Well, like any spiritual task that we have, it takes some effort to get our minds moving into the spiritual away from the carnal. But when we do take that initiative, when we are pointing ourselves to the spiritual, God promises that He will help us. He will guide us, push us further. Proverbs 16 states just that. Proverbs 16 and verse 9. You read, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." If we do put together a plan that is fulfilling God's will, God will direct our steps. God will make it easier, make it more accessible to us. But, you know, in order for us to have God directing us, we have to be using, and we have to be using His words, using what He teaches us, doing those things that please Him, that fulfill His will, not our own. We know of one person who did just that throughout his life, and it was said of him, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will," all of His will. Now it's Acts 13, verse 22. You know, David had a wonderful attitude when he gave to God. One that we can read about, if you will, turn with me to 1 Chronicles. Really an amazing outlook, and it's one of the reasons that that was said of David, that he was a man after God's own heart. 1 Chronicles 21, and we'll begin in verse 18. "Therefore the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So David went up at the word of Gad, which he had spoken in the name of the Lord. Now Ornan turned and saw the angel and his four sons who were with him hid himself, but Ornan continued threshing wheat. So David came to Ornan, and Ornan looked and saw David, and he went out from the threshing floor and bowed before David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, 'Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar on it to the Lord. You shall grant it to me at the full price, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people.' But Ornan said to David, 'Take it to yourself, and let my lord the king do what is good in his eyes. Look, I also give you the oxen for the burnt offerings, the threshing implements for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I give it all.' Then King David said to Ornan, 'No, but I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings with that which cost me nothing.' So David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place, And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of the burnt offering. David refused to give God something that cost him nothing. That is something that is part of the heart and part of the will of God. That is why we speak of and know of David as a man after God's own heart. You know, giving something that cost nothing meant little to David. He didn't want to be part of giving that kind of an offering. You know, what did God give us through the sacrifice of his son? He gave each and every one of us eternal life for that offering that he gave to us. Something that we can never repay. Something that nobody can ever repay, and something without question was the most costly gift or offering that has ever been given for us, for each of us today here. You know, it's important to know that God is not asking us to give what we don't have, but he does want to see how willing we are to give, to make an effort of those things we do have. How well we plan for our offerings dictates how meaningful they might be to God. John 12, and beginning in verse 1. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" And this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used it to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." You know, this wasn't a spur-of-the-moment act on Mary's part. As Jesus said, she kept this oil. She planned to give this oil, to offer this oil for his burial, for this time, for this great sacrifice that Christ was getting ready to give. Mary planned for this, and she did whatever it took to offer to Christ a small token for what he was going to be doing for this world. So, brethren, God is not concerned with the amount we give as much as he is with the effort that is made to give it. So, brethren, let's be sure today to fill God's throne with a sweet-smelling aroma like that oil, built upon our motivations, our will, and what we are doing to offer to him.